This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
President Obama is on the road in full campaign mode, and instead of "Yes, we can," he has a new slogan.
Pass this jobs bill.
Pass this jobs bill.
Pass this jobs bill.
You should pass it right away.
Pass this jobs bill.
Pass this bill.
During a rally in Ohio, the president urged voters to call Washington.
Tell your congressperson that the time for gridlock and the time for games is over. The time for action is now.
If you want jobs, Obama says, there's something you can do. What is it?
Pass this bill.
Catchy? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Wednesday, September 14th. John Hockenberry is out. Let's take a look at the top news in the of the morning. In the past hour, Iran says the two jailed American hikers may not be released as soon as expected. Yesterday, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said the Americans could be released within 48 hours. But a statement from Iran's judiciary this morning says their bail is still under review. Here at home, Republicans scored an upset victory in New York City last night in a district they haven't won since the 1920s. Republican Bob Turner, a retired television executive, has won the race to succeed Democratic Congressman Anthony Weiner. Turner says his victory is an ominous sign for President Obama and other Democrats.
I am telling you, I am the messenger. Heed us. This message will resound for a full year, and it will resound into 2012.
Many voters say they're frustrated with the president's handling of the economy. And we're getting a clearer picture of the toll that the down economy is taking on the country. Almost one in six Americans, more than 46 million people, lived in poverty last year. Poverty defined by a family of four making less than $22,000 a year. That's the highest number in the 50 years since the census started tracking. Sarah O'Brien in Austin, Texas, is among the 2.5 million people who slipped below the poverty line last year.
I don't want to receive charity. I want for my hard work to be worth as much as someone else's hard work.
Kenny Bargey in Pembroke, Illinois, says it's getting tougher for his family to get by.
The cost of everything going up, it makes it even harder. Sometimes you got to skip a light bill to buy food. You got to skip a phone bill to get food.
President Obama says the increase in the U.S. poverty level is another reason for Congress to pass his jobs bill right away. The president is barnstorming through several key battleground states, pushing his plan.
So my question to Congress is, what on earth are we waiting for?
The president will head off to, he's been in Ohio, he'll head to North Carolina as well to get a pulse of what voters think. We'll talk about that more in a few minutes. Consumer advocate Elizabeth Warren will reportedly jump into the Massachusetts Senate race today. She's expected to announce a run against Republican Scott Brown. Overseas, Afghan forces have killed the last insurgents who attacked the U.S. Embassy and other buildings in Kabul after a 20-hour battle. U.S. Ambassador to Afghanistan Ryan Crocker says the Pakistani-based Haqqani network was behind the coordinated attack. That group has strong ties to al-Qaeda. Also this morning, Pakistani intelligence officials tell NBC News al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri is now believed to be hiding in either Yemen or Somalia. And a series of bombings has killed at least 53 people across Iraq. Moody's credit agency has downgraded the two largest French banks this morning. That's because of concerns about their exposure to Greek debt. And on that news, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are mostly up, though. Futures are down. The Dow will start at 11,105, the S&P at 1,172, and the NASDAQ at 2,220. Coming up this morning, rapper and actor Common.
There's still our racial prejudices that exist. For our world to get better, we have to look past these racial walls that we already have inherited.
Common joins us to talk about his new memoir. And we'll also talk about yesterday's attack on the U.S. Embassy in Kabul, whether or not that could show a flaw in Afghanistan's own security forces. That conversation coming up later this hour. First, though, we'll stop off in Ohio and North Carolina with the president to talk about jobs.